Yes, yebazibwe nnyo baana ba Katonda.
Praise Jesus much, children of God.
Muliyo mutya mu Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo.
How are you in our Lord Jesus Christ?
Obulamu buli butya?
And how is your life?
Ngenda kusaba ombulize ku mugandawo.
I'm going to request you greet of your brethren.
Oyongere okumwagaliza omusana gw'ekigambo kya Katonda.
And move on which them light of the word of God.
Gumulisize mukube ery'obulamu obutagwawo.
To enlighten them in the well of eternal life.
Nga mu Zaburi ya 119.
As in the Psalms 119, verse 105.
Wagamba nti ekigambo kya Katonda tabaza.
The word of God is the lamp.
Era musana ogutumulisiza mu lugendo lwaffe.
And the light which lightens our path.
Okutumulisiza mu kkubo ery'obulamu.
It lightens us the way of life.
Twebaza Katonda.
We thank God.
Kitaffe omuyinza ebintu byonna.
The Father Almighty.
Ne ku mulundi guno atukuŋŋaanyiza.
Even this time he's gathered us.
Era tatugobye waali.
And he's not cast us from his presence.
Naye akkiriza omusana gw'ekigambo kye gutuwakire.
But he has accepted light of his word to shine our way.
Yes, yabazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Amanya neddoboozi.
By name and voice.
Omutume Ronald Hope Witness.
Apostle Ronald Hope Witness.
Wamune musumba.
Together with Pastor Samuel Newman.
N'omusumba wa Bible.
And our Bible reader, Teacher James.
Tubaagala nnyo mwena.
We love you all.
Mulinyerya Mukama waffe Yesu.
In the name of our Lord Jesus.
Omwana wa Katonda omulamu.
Son of the living God.
Era kuba omwoyo omutukuvu atuwa amaanyi.
And by the Holy Spirit who empowers us.
Nigira bamalayika litukola nalyo.
And with armies of angels we work with.
Kutukirize ekigambo kya Katonda.
To fulfill the word of God.
Tusinzira mbuweereza buno.
We base in this ministry.
Mulembo mpya.
The new generation.
Ogwina okumanya Katonda okujjudde.
Which has the full knowledge of God.
Okwongera nato kutuusaako.
To move on reach unto you.
Government ye. Ya Katonda yomuguru kunsi.
God is heavenly government on earth.
Awamo ne government ya yo masekati.
Together with its central government.
Emanyikiddwa nga government ya Katonda mu government z'okunsi.
Which is known as God's government in the governments of the world.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Twebaza Katonda lw'ekitundu ekyasose nakululi.
We thank God for the first part we saw last time.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Era nga twagala okweyongera n'ekitundu kyaffe ekyokubiri.
We want to move on with our second part.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Tugenda okunyonnyoka ennyo.
Where we are going to get explained of most.
Department omunana.
The 8 departments.
Ezikola government ya Katonda. Government ya Katonda yomuguru kunsi.
Which make up God's heavenly government on the earth.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
N'ekigendere ekyokutuukiriza.
With an intention of fulfilling.
Okuyitibwa Katonda kweza subiza amawanga gonna.
God's worldwide promised call.
Okusinzira no mugwanga lya Uganda,
which is to base here in the nation of Uganda,
mwaka 2022,
in the year 2022,
uligwe twolekera,
that we heading on to.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Nanga tujukira nti okuyitibwa Katonda za kusubiza okuba ku rubereberye.
You remember that call God has come promising it from the beginning.
Ngabu yayogera mu Isaiah esuleri eyana mwemu,
as he spoke in the Isaiah chapter 41
onolokona
verses 4.
Eranga Katonda mukuyitibwa oku,
and God in that call
aisi amawanga gonna,
he has called all nations,
okukola naye mu mulimu ogusemba okusemazinga w'ensini,
to work with him in the final work on this planet earth.
N'ekigendeirwa,
with an intention,
eky'okuziyiza basitaani,
of hindering the devils,
okufuula ensi eno nga Sodomu ne Gomora,
from turning this world into Sodom and Gomorrah,
okwokyebwa mu Geena n'ennyanja y'omuliro,
to be burnt in hell and the lake of fire.
Okusinzira ku ebyo yasuubiza mu Isaya mu Baruumi esula ey'omwenda,
according to those he promised in Romans chapter 9,
olunyiriri olw'28
verses 28
n'olw'29
and 29.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Era ng'omulimu ogwo ogusembayo okusemazinga w'ensi eno,
in that final work on this planet earth,
ye revival,
it's the revival,
n'okuddizibwa obujja okw'ebintu byonna,
and the restoration of all things,
yasinze era okusembayo okusemazinga w'ensi
eno, the greatest and the last on this planet earth,
mu kuteekateeka ensi zonna olw'okudda kwa Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo,
in preparing all nations for the coming back of our Lord Jesus Christ,
n'enkomerero y'ensi,
and the end of the earth.
Okusinzira ku ebirimu bikaba batume esula ey'okusatu.
According to those in the Acts chapter 3.
Olunyiriri okutandika olw'abiri.
Starting from verse 20.
Okuyingira olw'abiri mu olumu.
To enter verse 21.
Era nga revival n'okuddizibwa obujja okw'ebintu byonna.
And that revival and restoration of all things.
Wakolebwa okuyita mu kuzza obujja enjiri y'emirembe gyonna ey'obulokozi.
It's done through restoring the everlasting gospel of salvation.
Enjiri eyabuulibwa obutonde bwonna mu ggulu ne ku nsi.
The gospel which was preached to all creations in heavens and earth.
Mukulwanyisa enjiri ebyenfuna by'ensi eno.
In fighting the material against gospel of the world.
n'okutunda ebyamagero,
and the selling of miracles,
ekiviiriddeko ensi okuba mu bikolimo ebingi,
which has caused the world to be the midst of many curses,
okuli ekikolimo eky'okufaananyizibwa nga Sodomu ne Gomorrah,
where there is a curse to appear as Sodom and Gomorrah,
abasajja n'abasajja nga beegadanga,
and men commit with homosexuality,
abakazi n'abakazi nga beegadanga,
women with women commit lesbianism,
abantu nga beegadanga n'ebyuma ebikoleddwa nga robots n'ebirala,
humans commit sex with robots and other materials,
abamu n'okukola ebyobugwagwa ebyenjawulo,
even committing evil profanes.
Yes, yebazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Okugasa n'ebikolimo ebigattirwamu nga COVID-19 virus n'ebirala.
Is where you join on curses like COVID-19 virus and the others.
Erenge kyava kukyusibwa kwa njiri.
Then that came because of changing of the gospel.
Nga bwayogera mu Galatia esule y'omukaaga.
As it speaks in Galatians chapter 1.
Onyolo omukaaga pakulu omusaba.
From verses 6 on to 7.
So tugenda kuba tuzza obujja enjiri y'obulokozi.
So we are going to restore the gospel of salvation, the everlasting gospel.
Yes, praise
Amen. Jesus much.
Yenjiri y'obwakabaka bwa Katonda.
It's the gospel of the kingdom of God
n'obutuukirivu
and the righteousness
obwakabaka obw'omuggulu
in the kingdom of heaven,
okubikkula ebyama byonna eby'obwakabaka bw'omuggulu,
to reveal all secrets of the kingdom of heaven,
kubanga bwe yasuubiza mu Matayo sura y'omukaaga,
for it's where he promised the Matthew chapter 6 verse 33,
so tunoonya obwakabaka bwa Katonda,
we first seek for the kingdom of God
n'obutuukirivu
and its righteousness
obwakabaka bw'omuggulu
in the kingdom of heaven,
ebisigadde binaatwongerwako,
then the rest will be added onto us.
Yes, yebazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Hali bwekityo.
Now thus,
okuyita mweche ekisuubizo ekiri mu Matayo sura y'24.
Through that promise in the Matthew chapter
24,
verses 14.
N'enjiri eno y'obwakabaka,
and this gospel of the kingdom,
eriddamu okubuulirwa amawanga gonna,
to resume be preached in all the nations,
olwo enkomi eno eryoka ejja,
and then the end will come.
So nga tugenda okwongera okunnyonnyoka.
So as we move on to get explained,
department y'omunaana,
the 8 departments
ezikola gavumenti ya Katonda y'omuggulu ku nsi,
which make up God's heavenly governments on earth,
zigenda kuba zivunaanyizibwa kutuukiriza omulimu ogwo.
They are going to be responsible to fulfilling that work,
okusimbula mu ggwanga erya Uganda,
to moving here from the nation of Uganda,
okwetoola ensi yonna,
all over the world,
omwaka guli 2022,
in that year 2022.
Yes, yebazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Tujjukira nga twategeezeddwa,
we remember we were told,
nti government y'omuggulu, government ya Katonda y'omuggulu ku nsi,
that God is heavenly government on earth,
yalina kutandikirawo ku ntandikwa ya AD.
It was to begin immediately at the start of AD,
oluvannyuma lw'okufa n'okuzuukira kwa Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo,
after the death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ,
newankubadde nga yali ekola mu kyama,
even though it was secretly working,
okuyita mu mirembe gyonna egya BC,
through all the generations of BC,
Yesu we yali nga tannaba kuzaalibwa ku nsi,
before the birth of Christ on this earth,
era nga ekisuubizo ekyo twakisomeko mu Isaiah sura eno eyomwenda,
and that promise we read of it in this Isaiah chapter 9 verses 6 unto 7,
twawulidde nga tugambibwa bwetu,
when we heard as we were told like this, let us read we hear.
Isaiah sura eyomwenda n'olunyiriri olw'omukaaga.
Isaiah chapter 9 from verses 6.
Kubanga omwana atuzaaliddwa ffe, omwana ow'obulenzi aweereddwa ffe, ne gavumenti enaabanga ku kibegaabega kye, n'erinnya lye liriyitibwa nti wa kitalo, ateesa ebigambo, Katonda ow'amaanyi, kitaffe ataggwaawo, omulangiro w'emirembe.
For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace.
Olunyiriri olw'omusanvu,
verse 7.
Okweyongera kwa gavumenti ye tekulibaako we kukoma, nti ku ntebe ya Dawudi ne ku bwakabaka bwe kulibaako oda, n'okubuwanirira n'omusango n'obutuukirivu okuva leero n'emirembe n'emirembe. Obunyiikivu bwa Mukama ow'eggye bulituukiriza ekyo.
Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end, upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with justice and with righteousness, from this time forth, even forever, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this.
Yes, yebazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Government ya Katonda y'omuggulu ku nsi,
God is heavenly government on the earth,
yalina okutandikira mu butongole.
It was to start officially
ntandikwa ya AD,
at the beginning of AD,
oluvannyuma lw'okufa n'okuzuukira kwa Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo,
after the death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ,
kusinziira ku ebyo ebiri mu
According to those in the prophecy released by Prophet Isaiah, in the Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6 to 7, it's the reason why we heard that our Lord Jesus, when he was on this world, he moved on to ask for the heavenly government to manifest on this world. And he left us that command that we prayed it be manifest. According to those in the Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 and 10, and it says like this, Matthew chapter 6 from verse 9,
Kale, musabwenga we muti, tichitafa ali muguru, erinyalio litokuzibwe.
After this manner, therefore pray, our Father who is in heaven, alloweth be your name. Verses 10. Your kingdom come, your will be done in earth as it's in heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Government,
this government, the heavenly government on earth, it is there to sanctify, cleanse the name of God. And it puts in place things done in heaven that they will be done on this earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Yesterday we were able to briefly pass through that.
Department,
the 8 departments
government
which make up God's heavenly government on this earth. And these ones, they move on to take away confusion. Because our God is not of confusion, but is of order and decency.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Because every place where there is confusion, God never manifests there. But where there is godliness and where there is order, God manifests. That's why he put in place these departments to move on manifest the midst of the world. According to those in the 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 33
in
the verse 40, and it says like this, 1 Corinthians chapter 14 verses 33,
kubanga Katonda si wa kuyogana naye wa order nga mu kanisa zonna ezabatukuvu.
For God is not the author of confusion but of order in all the churches of the holy ones. Verses
40.
But let all things be done decently and in order.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus much. The living God is not of confusion, but is of order in all his churches. In the manifesting of God, he appears most where there is godliness and decency.
And
where there is order,
yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus much. So that's why you see that in launching God's heavenly government on earth, starting from here, the nation of Uganda, the year we head on to 2022, all over the world, to fulfill the worldwide call where God has called all nations to work with him in the final work on this planet earth. And that work is the revival and the restoration of all things, the greatest and the last on this planet earth. God had to show us the departments making up those governments. God is heavenly government on this earth. And after we finish them, we shall go see 8 departments
government yayo yomasekati,
which make up its central government.
Government ya Katonda mu government zokunsi.
God is government in the governments of this earth.
Yesu yebazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus much. But from old,
government ya Katonda yo muguru kunsi,
God is heavenly government on the earth.
Yali ekola mukyama.
It was working secretly.
Wabula mukisera kino etongozibwa.
But in this time on it's been launched.
Okusina ku ebyo ebiri mu kitabo kya Nabi Ezra.
According to those in the book of Prophet Ezra.
Isuli yomukaga.
Ezra chapter 6.
Onyule 18.
Verses 18.
Kuvadda Katonda ebintu ne yajjanga abiteeka mu divisions oba mu departments.
From old God came put the things in divisions or departments.
Katusome tuulire.
Let's read we here.
Ezra esuli yomukaga no lunyiriri ole 18.
Ezra chapter 6 verses 18.
Ne bateeka bakabona ngabwe bagerekwa. N'abaleevi mu mpalo zaabwe olw'okuweereza Katonda ali e Yerusaalemi nga bwe kyawandiikibwa mu kitabo kya Musa.
And they set the priests in their divisions and the Levites in their divisions for the service of God which is at Jerusalem as it is written in the book of Moses.
Yes, praise
Amen. Jesus
much.
Now preparations were in place
to setting order bintu byona,
to setting order in all things.
Awonebateka bakabona mu divisions zabo,
and they set priests in their divisions,
what departments zabo,
their departments,
nabalevi mu divisions zabo,
even Levites in their divisions,
owazi pita departments zabo,
in their departments,
okutukiriza service za Katonda ku
to fulfill God's service on the earth.
Katonda ya
God who based in Jerusalem in those days, in the nation of Israel, as
it's
written in the book of Prophet Moses. Because this time the final work is basically in the nation of Uganda, still he's resumed to bring back heavenly governments on earth,
and
it's prepared in departments or divisions as they were in Israel. In this time officially,
yes, he was with
praise Jesus
much. According
to those, the Holy Spirit first spoke in Apostle Paul when the New Testament had begun in the book of Titus. Titus chapter 1 verse 5. And he speaks saying like this.
Tito esule esoka n'olunyiriri olw'okutaano.
Titus chapter 1 verses 5.
Chenvankuleka mukulete oliokoteke ebintu byonna mu order eroteke nga bakadde mu buli kibuga nganze bwe nakulonda.
For this cause I left you in Crete, that you should set in order the things that are lacking and ordain elders in every city as I had appointed you.
Yes, you was with
you. Praise Jesus much.
Endagaano empya nga yakatandika,
when the New Testament had just begun,
gavumenti ya Katonda y'omuguru ku nsi yalina otandikirawo mbutongole.
God's heavenly government on earth was to begin officially
otandikwa ya AD,
at the beginning of AD,
oluvannyuma lw'okufa n'okuzuukira kwa Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo,
after the death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Newankubadde nga mu biro ebya BC,
even though in the eras of BC,
Yesu nga tannaba kuzaalibwa ku nsi,
before the birth of Christ on this earth,
gavumenti y'omuguru ku nsi yalinga ekola mu kyama.
God's heavenly government on the earth was working secretly. That's why you see the Apostle Paul, when he wrote to the Apostle Titus, according to Titus chapter 1 verse 5, he said he left him there to set all things in order, that he puts in place elders. These are some of the departments in here. Apostles, they had to have prepared this government. But the evil Satan, he came out and beat them. For so he knew if they set the heavenly government of God on earth, together with its central government,
government ya Katonda mu government zokunsi,
God's government or the government of the earth,
Satan chani mbedde kizibu okubuza.
Satan, it would have been hard to cause many get lost.
Okubuza abantu abangi kubasuza mugeena.
To cause many get lost to fall in hell.
Nenyanja y'omuliro.
And the lake of fire.
Naye olw'okuba nti Mukama waffe Yesu.
But because of our Lord Jesus,
yali ategedde nti abatume baliremererwa.
He had understood that the disciples will fail.
Yabagamba mu Matayo 17:11.
He told Matthew 17:11.
We munaamulemereddwa Eliya ajja kujja.
If you will fail, Elijah will come. And he will set all things in order has the meant to be.
Katusomeye tubulire.
Let us read we hear.
Matayo sura ya 17 n'olunyiriri olwe 12.
Matthew chapter 17 verses 11.
Naye mbagamba nti Eliya amaze okujja. Nabo tebamumanya. Naye bamukola bwebayagala.
Verses 11.
Matayo sura ya 17 n'olunyiriri olwe 11.
Matthew chapter 17 verses 11.
Naddamu n'agamba nti Eliya jaddala.
And Jesus answered, said unto them, Elijah truly shall first come and bestow all things.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Even though Prophet Elijah had been born before, in the eras of BC, in the kings, he promised him in the book of Malachi, Malachi chapter 4, that he has to come back still in the world. And he came as John the Baptist. But according to Matthew chapter 17, verses 11,
he
told him still Elijah should first come. All things will restore them in the order. Right now it's God's heavenly government on the earth and its central government. God's government in the governments of the earth. And in this time, we look at most,
department,
the 8th department, which make up God's heavenly government on the earth.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus much.
Department,
the first department.
Department,
the church department. The church of God on the earth. The body of Christ. The holy ones of God on the earth. As they are in the heavens. I told you this government is already there in heaven. But this time it's been brought on this earth. Now the church department has not first existed here. Already in the heavens it's there. And when they welcome us in the Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 22, up to 23. They will come us and they show us the church in heaven. Let us read, we hear. Hebrews chapter 12, from verse 22.
Naye muzze ku lusozi Sayuni, ne ku kibuga kya Katonda omulamu, Yerusalemi eky'omuggulu.
But you are come unto Mount Zion and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and unto the innumerable company of angels. Verse
23.
To the general assembly and the church of the firstborn, who are written in heaven, and to God the judge of all, and to the spirits of the holy ones made perfect. Yes. When they will come you in heaven. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 22.
They
will come into the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. It's the great gathering of the angels. And they say, still we welcome you unto the church of the firstborn written in heaven. Yes, there is a church. Heaven is not a building. They say, we welcome to God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of those pleased, made holy, written in heaven. Now the church of the holy ones, it evolves the angels and the spirits of the holy ones.
So a kanisa tikiwa kizime.
Now church is not a building. Note.
So we talk about church department.
So when we speak of the church department, we speak of the church of God on the earth, the body of Christ, the holy ones of God on the earth, as they are in the heavens.
guba mubiri gwa Kristo.
It's a body of Christ.
Ngabula abayogera mu Efeso.
As you see the way it speaks in the Ephesians.
Esule yokutano.
Ephesians chapter 5.
Oluwabiri mwetano.
From verse 25.
Paka abiri mushamu.
Up to 27.
Ngagamba bwati.
And he says like this.
Abefeso esule yokutano n'olunyiriri olwabiri mwetano.
Ephesians chapter 5 from verse 25.
Abasajja mwagalenga bakazi bamwe erenga Kristo boyayagala ekanisa neyewayo kulwayo.
Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it.
Olinyolabiri mu mukaga.
Verse 26.
Aliyokaji tukuze ngamaze okujirongosa n'okujinaza n'amazi mu kigambo.
That he may sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word.
Olinyolabiri mu musango.
Verse 27.
Aliyokaji eretere yennyini ekanisa yekitiibwa ngaterina bbala newankubadde olufunyiro. Newakubadde kyonna ekifaanana nga bino naye ebeera entukuvu eteriiko bulema.
That he may present it to himself a glorious church not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing but it should be holy and without blemish.
Yes, yebazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Bwe twogera ku kanisa ya Katonda entukuvu ku nsi.
When we speak of God's holy church on this earth.
Twogera kumubiri gwa Kristo.
We speak of the body of Christ.
Twogera ku batukuvu.
We speak of the holy ones.
Era bobo tunde befese sulene yokutana.
And when you look to Ephesians chapter 5.
Olunyulabiri mwetano.
From verse 25.
Akulaga nti abasajja.
He shows that husbands, you love your wives.
Za Kristo yeyagala kanisa neyewayo
kulwayo. Christ loved the church, gave himself for it.
Yeyewayo kulwa bizimbe.
He gave himself for the buildings.
Yeyewayo kulwa fefe kanisa.
Gave himself for us, we are the church.
Jaliokaji tukuze namazi mu kigambo.
That he may sanctify, cleanse it with water through the word.
Eringe tukuziwa bulijonge eliye kigambo cha Katonda.
That it will be cleansed every day as it hears the word of God.
Jaliokaji eretere yeke nyini.
That he may bring it to himself.
Kanisa etaina bani wanku badulu funyo.
A church without spot, not a wrinkle.
Wabulanga ntukufu.
But when it is holy,
ngateriko bulemu.
Without blemish.
Yes, yebazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Kati kanisa eno.
Now this church.
Oba department ye kanisa ntukufu kunsi. Ya Katonda kunsi.
Church department of the department of the holy church of God on the earth.
Yes, yebazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus.
Emana ne dividing ibwa mu division yendala satu.
It is divided still in three divisions.
Esobolo kuzimbibwa obulungi.
That it can be built up very well.
It is obolo tukiriza.
And that it can fulfill.
Okuitibwa kwa Katonda kwaza subize season na.
God is worldwide promised call.
Mumulimu gwa Katonda okusema okusema zinga wense.
God is final work on this planet earth.
Revival.
Revival.
Nokudizibwa obujjo kwa ebintu byonna.
Restoration of all things.
Yes, yebazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Division esoka.
The first division.
Bu department ya kanisa ya Katonda entukuvu kunsi.
In the department of the Holy Church of God on the earth.
Emanyidwa nga office yobwa Katonda.
It's known as the office of God.
Kasubire tuli fenna.
Let me explain to you together.
Division esoka.
The first division.
Mu department ya kanisa ya Katonda entukuvu kunsi.
The department of the Holy Church of God on the earth.
Ye office ya Katonda Chitafu.
It's the office of God the Father.
Office ya Katonda Chitafu.
Office of God the Father.
Ereno ngaba member abajibiramu.
And this one the members who are within it.
Bawe webirabo.
They are given spiritual gifts.
Katonda Chitafu mwenyene.
By God the Father himself.
Eranga bobo na baite baba office.
And all of them they are known as officers.
Yes, yebazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Bano babadde yone mundagane nkadde.
These ones have been there even the Old Testament.
Mubisi.
In BC.
Yesu ngatanaba kuzalibwa kunsi.
Before the birth of Christ on this earth.
Yes, yebazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Erango obuvunanyizibwa bwabo.
In their responsibility.
Wakashange kanisa ejjudde empisa ez'obwa Katonda.
To prove that church is filled of all the manners of God.
Empisa entukuvu.
The holy conduct and manners.
Mukubulira kwabwe konna.
In all their preaching.
Bavunanyizibwa ku mpisa ez'obwa Katonda.
They are responsible of the manners of God.
Mubarumi esule y'12.
In the Romans chapter 12.
Niyo kuna pakulu omukaga.
Verses 4 and 6.
Bogerwako bwebati.
They are spoken of like this.
Abarumi esule y'12 n'olunyiriri olw'okuna.
Romans chapter 12 from verse 4.
Kuba ngabwe tulina ebitundu ebingi mu mubiri ogumu naye ebitundu byonna tebirina ofiisi emu.
For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office.
Olunyo lw'okutaano.
Verse 5.
Bwe kityo ffe abangi tuli omubiri gumu mu Kristo. Na buli muntu tuli bitundu bya bannaffe fekka na fekka.
So we, being many, are one body in Christ, and everyone members one of another.
Olunyo lw'omukaaga.
Verse 6.
Era bwe tulina ebirabo ebitenkanankana ng'ekisa kye twaweebwa bwe kiri oba bunnabbi, tubulirenga mu kigera eky'okukkiriza kwaffe.
Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the portion of faith.
Yes, praise
Jesus much.
Mu division eno esooka,
in this first division,
mu department eyekkanisa ya Katonda entukuvu ku nsi,
in the department of the Holy Church of God on the earth,
division ene manyiddwa nga office ya Katonda Kitaffe.
This division is known as office of God the Father.
Ba member ababiramu,
the members within it,
ebirabo byabwe bibaweebwa Katonda Kitaffe.
Their spiritual gifts are given them by God the Father.
Era bayitibwa ba officers,
and they are known as officers.
Bavunaanyizibwa kukulambika ekkanisa mu mpisa ez'obwa Katonda.
They are responsible to guiding the church in all manner and conduct of God.
Okulabika nga tusiimibwa Katonda.
To see that God, we are pleased of him.
Nga bye tusomye mu Baruumi esula eyo ey'12.
As we've written and read in the Romans 12.
Onyuli okuna paka olw'12.
Verses
4-6. Yes, yebazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Era nga bye tugambye nti ebirabo byamu bigabibwa Katonda Kitaffe.
As we told you, its gifts are given by God the Father.
Okusinziira ku Bakoliso ekisooka.
According to 1 Corinthians.
Esula ey'12.
Chapter 12.
Onyuli 28.
Verses 28.
Ayogera nga agamba bw'ati.
It speaks saying like this.
Abakolinse kisoka isule ye 12 na olunyiriri olwabiri mu 8.
1 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 28.
Era Katonda yasawo mu kanisa abalala okusoka batume, abokubiri bannabbi, abokusatu bayigiriza, nate ab'ebyamagero, nate ebirabo ebyokuwonyanga, ti abayambi, abaddukanya, abogezi b'ennimi.
And God has set some in the church. First apostles, secondary prophets, thirdly teachers, and after that miracles, then gifts of healings, helpers, administrators, various kinds of tongues.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Katonda Kitaffe yagaba ebirabo bino.
God the Father is the one who gives these gifts.
Kubanga eno division eyitibwa office ya Katonda Kitaffe.
Because this division is called office of God the Father.
Era ba member ababiramu baweebwa ebirabo Katonda Kitaffe
kennyini. Members within it are given gifts by God the Father himself.
Kusinziira ku ebyo bye tusomye mu Bakolinso ekisooka isula ey'12.
According to that, we've read 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
Onyuli 8.
Verse 28.
Era bo bayitibwa ba officers.
And them they are known as officers.
Bavunaanyizibwa.
They are responsible.
Kumpitizo bwa Katonda mu kanisa.
On the manners and the conducts of God in the church.
Mukubulira kwabwe konna bibabera ko byebyo.
All they are preaching, what they concentrate on is that.
Ebirabo byabwe bitambulira mu mbeerezo.
And their gifts move by those ways.
Bakola okuva dda mu BC.
They worked from old in the BC.
Mundagane nkadde.
In the Old Testament.
Yesu bali nga tannabazaalibwa ku nsi.
Before the birth of Christ on this earth.
Naye bali n'okutandika mu butongole.
But they had to begin officially.
Untandikwa ya AD.
At the beginning of AD.
Oluvannyuma lw'okufana okuzuukira kwa Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo.
After death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Newankubadde nga bakola mu biro biri byonna ebya BC.
Even though they worked in all the eras of BC.
Sinda ku kitabo eky'okubala esula ya 11.
According to Book of Numbers chapter 11.
Nule 10:17.
Verses 16-17.
Ayogera nga agamba bw'ati.
He speaks saying like this.
Okubala esula ey'16 n'olunyiriri olw'11.
Numbers chapter 11 from verse 16.
Okubala esula ey'11 n'olunyiriri olw'16.
Numbers 11 from verse 16.
Mukama n'agamba Musa nti, nkuŋŋaanyiza abasajja 70 ab'oku bakadde ba Isirayiri b'omanyi okuba abakadde b'abantu n'abakulu abaana abafuganga, ti obaleete ku weema ey'okusinkanirangamu bayimirire eyo wamu naawe.
And the Lord said unto Moses, gather unto me 70 men of the elders of Israel, whom you know to be the elders of the people and officers over them, and bring them unto the tabernacle of meeting, that I may stand there with you.
Olinyole 17.
Verse 17.
Nange nakka ninjogerera nawe iyo. Era natola ku moyo guli kugwe. Nenguteeka ku bo. Nabo banasitulanga omugugu gw'abantu wamu nawe. Olemenga gusitula ogusitula wekka.
And I will come down and talk with you there. And I will take some of the spirit which is upon you and will put it upon them. And they shall bear the burden of the people with you, that you bear it not yourself alone.
Yes, you was with you.
Praise Jesus, man.
According to Numbers chapter 11,
verses 16 to 17, even officers were there in the eras of BC. There are those who worked in the office of God the Father, and it's on the earth. And they were given gifts by God the Father. They were filled of the Holy Spirit, as the Spirit was on the prophet Moses, to be able to direct church in all the manners and the conduct of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So mu department ye mweno.
So in that same department of the Holy Church of God on the earth, we have the second division,
Ministry ya Katonda Chigambo,
which is known as Ministry of God the Word, who is known as the Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. The members who are within it,
ministers,
they are called ministers. They are given spiritual gifts. They are given spiritual gifts by our Lord Jesus Christ himself. And they are responsible to see that church grows to the measure of Christ. And they
don't
be tossed by any wind of doctrine. But when they know one thing, gospel of the kingdom of God and righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. And when you bring anything beyond that, there is nowhere you can draw the attention.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
We've
told you the second division
department
in the first department of God's Holy Church on this earth. It's the ministry of God the Word, who is known as the Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. And the members who are within it, they are called ministers. And they are given spiritual gifts by our Lord Jesus Christ himself.
And
they are made responsibility in all the gospel and the all working in all the administration. It's to see that we all grow to the measure of Christ.
And we don't be
tossed with any teaching or any wind or doctrine. But when we stand strong in the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven, as if I said in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 10 unto 14, and he says like this. Ephesians chapter 4 from verse 10.
Eyaka era yewuye yalinya waggulu ennyo okusinga eggulu lyonna alyoka atuukirize byonna.
He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he may fill all things.
Olinyole 11.
Verses 11.
Era oyo naawe abalala okubeera abatume, n'abalala bannabbi, n'abalala ababuulizi b'enjiri, n'abalala abasumba,
and he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers. Verses
12.
For the perfecting of the holy ones, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Verse
14.
Verse 14. till we all come in the unity of faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Verses 14.
Tulemenga okubaya nate abana abato nga tuyugana nga tutwalibwanga buli mpewo eyokuyigiriza mu bukuusa bw'abantu mu nkwe olwokugoberera okuteesa okw'obulimba.
That we from now on be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness by which they lie in wait to deceive.
Yes, you have been
praise Amen. Jesus much.
So division in Yokubiri.
So this second division
department yesoka,
in the first department,
ya government ya Katonda yo muguru kunsi.
God is heavenly government on the earth.
Department yekanisa ya Katonda ndikuvu kunsi.
The department of the Holy Church of God on the earth.
Division in Yokubiri.
This second division,
ya ministry ya Katonda chigambo.
The ministry of God the Word.
Amanyikidwa ngo mwana.
Who is known as the Son.
Kama wa Yesu Kristo.
Our Lord Jesus Christ.
Ne bamemba abajibera
members within it
abaitibwa ba minister
and they are called ministers
eranga bawe bwebira ebyomwo
and they are given spiritual gifts
atonda chigambo mukama wa Yesu Kristo
by our Lord Jesus Christ
nechigen which kuru mumiri mubwereza bwa
and the main aim in the administration
okulabikanga fenna tuzimbibwa okutuuka ku kuru bwa Kristo
to see that we are all edified built to the measure of Christ.
Ngati tuchatwalibwa kuyigiriza kono kwenjiriyo.
No more be tossed by any doctrine or winds.
Na inga tunywerede mu njiri eyo bwakabaka bwakatonda.
But when we stood strong in the gospel of the kingdom of God.
No butu kirifu.
In the righteousness.
Bwakabaka bomu.
In the kingdom of heaven.
Atutwalibwa bulimba bonna.
Not taken by any lies.
Ngabwe tulide mu Efesians suri eyo kona.
As we've heard in the Ephesians chapter 4.
Onyule 10 okutukira da kule 10
ne nya. From verses 10 to verse 14.
Yes, yebazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus much.
So division eyo kusatu.
So the third division.
Mu department ene esoka.
In this first department.
Ye kanisa ya Katonda ndikuvu kunsi.
Of the Holy Church of God on this earth.
Mu government ya Katonda yo muguru kunsi.
In God's heavenly government on the earth.
Ye division yamanyidwa nga unit.
It's the division known as the unit.
Yomo ya Katonda omoyo.
The unit of God the Spirit.
Oba omoyo mutukuvu.
Oh the Holy Spirit.
Omoyo wa mukama.
The Spirit of the Lord.
Division yamanyikidwa nga unity
known as unit of God the Spirit.
Amanyikidwa ngo moyo mutukufu
is known as the Holy Spirit.
Omoyo wa mukama
the Spirit of the Lord.
Obo moyo wa Katonda
the Spirit of God.
Ba members abajibera
the members who are within it
baitwa units.
They are called units.
Oba
o
abolisa amanyi agali mu kigambo kya Katonda
demonstrators of the power within the word of God.
A member babiramu
the members within it
baitibwa units.
They are called units.
Oba
o
abolisa amanya agali mu kigambo kya Katonda
demonstrators of the power within the word of God.
Bawe bwebirabo Katonda omoyo
yini they are given gifts by God the Spirit himself.
Amanyikidwa ngo omoyo mutukuvu
is known as the Holy Spirit.
Obo omoyo wa mukama
or the Spirit of the Lord.
Obo omoyo wa Katonda
or the Spirit of God.
Baitibwa omoyo wa Kristo
or that called the Spirit of Christ.
Obanyumu omoyo mtukuvu aina manya gawira.
You know, Holy Spirit has many names.
Oba ina kulabikanga abole samanya agali mu kigambo.
They have to appear demonstrating the power within the word.
Agali mu kigambo kya Katonda.
That in the word of God.
Mu kitabo kya Katonda ekitukuvu.
In the Holy Book of God.
Ekimanyikidwanga ekitabo ekitukuvu Bible.
Which is known as the Holy Book the Bible.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Obakolise kisoka esuri 12.
In the first Corinthians chapter 12.
Nyo romu sampako 11.
From verses 7 to 11.
Bonna abali nebirabo ebiri mu unit.
All those with gifts falling in the unit.
Division ya kusatu.
The third division.
Mu department yesoka yekanisa ya Katonda ndikuvu kunsi.
Department of the Holy Church of God on the earth.
Government ya Katonda yo muguru kunsi.
God is heavenly government on the earth.
Bonna abafuna ebirabo ebyo.
All those who get those gifts.
Abala bisa moyo mutukuvu.
They are there to manifest the Holy Spirit.
Atisometulire.
Let us read we here.
Abakolinsi ekisoka esule ye 12. Nolunyiriri olwomusanvu.
First Corinthians chapter 12 verse 7.
Naye buli muntu awebwa okulabisa kw'omwoyo olw'okugasa.
But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man for profit.
Olinyolo munana.
Verse 8.
Kubanga omulala omwoyo amuwese ekigambo eky'amagezi. N'omulala aweebwa ekigambo eky'okumanya kuba omwoyo oyo.
For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit.
Olunyolwomwenda.
Verses 9.
Omulala okukkiriza kuba omwoyo oyo. N'omulala ebirabo ebyokuwonyanga kuba omwoyo omu.
To another faith by the same Spirit. To another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit.
Olunyolwekumi.
Verse 10.
N'omulala okukolanga ebyamagero. N'omulala okuwa obunnabbi. N'omulala okwawulanga emyoyo. Omulala engeri ez'ennimi. N'omulala okuvvuunuzanga ennimi.
To another the working of the miracles. To another prophecy. To another discerning of spirits. To another various kinds of tongues. To another the interpretation of tongues.
Olunyolwekumi n'olumu.
Verses 11.
Naye ebyo byonna omwoyo oyo omu yabikola ng'agabira buli muntu kinnoomu nga ye bw'ayagala.
But in all these works, that one and same Spirit dividing to every man individually as he will.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
So division ene yokusatu.
So in this third division,
ya department yesoka
of the first department,
ye kanisa yakatonde ntukufu kunsi,
of the Holy Church of God on this earth,
mu government yakatonde yomuguru kunsi,
God's heavenly government on the earth,
division ene manyidwanga unity.
This division is known as unit
yakatonde omoyo
of God the Spirit,
manyidwanga omoyo mutukufu,
is known as the Holy Spirit.
Mamemba abajibira mbaitibwa units,
the members within it are called attempt units,
oba abulisa amanya agali mu kigambo kya Katonda.
Those who demonstrate the power within the word of God.
Erebirabo ibaweebwa.
And the gifts given them.
Ibirawo kulisa amanya agali mu kigambo kya Katonda.
Are there to demonstrate the power within the word of God.
Erango ibaweebwa omwoyo omutukuvu kenyeni.
And they are given them by the Holy Spirit himself.
Okulabisa omwoyo omutukuvu.
To manifest the Holy Spirit in all working.
Abwe tuulidde mu bakolisa ekisooke sura 12.
As we've heard in the first Corinthians chapter 12.
Olunyiriro lw'omusampa ku 12.
Verses 7 unto 11. They are there to demonstrate the power in the word. According to those in the First Corinthians. First Corinthians chapter 2. Verses 4 unto 5. And it says like this.
Abakolinso ekisooka esuula eyokubiri n'olunyiriri olwokuna.
First Corinthians chapter 2 from verse 4.
N'ekigambo kyange n'okubuulira kwange tebyabanga mu bigambo eby'amagezi ebisendasenda ebiri magezi g'abantu wabula mukwolesa okw'omwoyo n'amaanyi.
And my speech and my preaching we are not with enticing words of men's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power.
Olunyolwokutaano.
Verse 5.
Okukkiriza kwammwe kulemenga okubeera mu magezi g'abantu wabula mu maanyi ga Katonda.
That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Yes.
Division ene yokusatu.
This third division.
Emanyikidwa nga unit y'omwoyo omutukufu.
Known as unit of the Holy Spirit.
Katonda omwoyo.
God the Spirit.
Amemba abali mbaitwa units.
The members in it are called units.
Oba abulisa amanya agali mu kigambo kya Katonda.
All those who demonstrate the power in the word of God.
Nebirabo byebakozesa byebaweebwa omwoyo omutukuvu mwennyini.
Even gifts the user given them by Holy Spirit himself.
Balyoke boolesa obulungi amaanyi agali mu kigambo.
And they may demonstrate well the power in the word.
Kuba omwoyo omutukuvu.
By the Holy Spirit.
Mu kutuukiriza ekigambo kya Katonda.
In fulfilling the word of God.
Okusinako ebyo tudde mu bakolisa ekisooka essula eyo. Yokubira.
According to those we've had First Corinthians chapter 2.
Yolokuna pakuru okutano.
From verses 4 on to 5.
Tino kuwulira tekwali mu magezi ag'ebigambo.
Even preaching was not in the human wisdom.
Agiza agabantu.
The wisdom of men.
Naye mukwolesa omwoyo n'amaanyi.
But demonstrating of the Spirit and power.
Okukkiriza kwammwe.
That your faith.
Kuleme okubeeranga mu magezi g'abantu.
Should not stand in the wisdom of men.
Naye mu maanyi aga Katonda.
But in the power of God.
Era mu mulimu guno ogusemba okusema zinga w'ensi.
And in this final work on this planet earth.
Mazima government ya Katonda eno ey'omuguru ku nsi.
Indeed this heavenly government of God.
Egenda kwolesa ebikulu.
It's going to demonstrate great things.
Wanga mwenamugenda kuba mulambikiddwa.
For all you will have been marked very well.
Okulabisa obwakabaka bwa Katonda.
To manifest the kingdom of God.
Bible ingabwe gamba kulisa ekisooke sura 12.
Bible say in the First Corinthians chapter 4 verse 20. The kingdom of God is not in words, but power. This third division is to work to prove that.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Because remember in the worldwide call,
we are going
to call the nations work within the final work on the planet Earth. And that work is the revival and the restoration of all things. The greatest and the last on this planet Earth involves to restore the everlasting gospel of salvation. It's the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. It's the reason why you've heard in this third division of the Holy Spirit. What they are to demonstrate the kingdom of God is not words as in the Bible you see, these letters,
but
it's power of the Holy Spirit. For the words he said to us, they are spirit and they are life. And we do not serve the letter, but the spirit.
Yes, he was with
praise
me.
Jesus much.
So where to department Yesoka?
So that's the first department.
Yeah, government ya Katonda yo muguru kunsi.
Of God is heavenly government on the earth.
Department ye kanisa ya Katonda entukufu kunsi.
Department of the Holy Church of God on the earth.
Ne division zayo isatu.
And it's three divisions.
Where to weary?
That is how it is.
You prepare
where you've held.
Where you
all you hearing from the whole world.
The work is
moving the year 2022 that we're heading on to. The work is done in the short, yet in righteousness. That's what he promised in Romans chapter 9, verse 28 to 29, that he will finish the work in short and in righteousness.
Government ne order yayo.
Now this government and its order shortens all of them, and it does them in righteousness. Let's see of the second department. Of God is heavenly government on the earth.
Department deacons and bishops.
The department of the deacons and the bishops.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Department
department of the deacons and the bishops.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. These spoke most of them in the Philippians. Philippians chapter 1 from verse
1
to
2.
And he says like this. Philippians chapter
1
from verses 1.
Paulo ne Timoseo, abaddu ba Kristo Yesu, eri abatukuvu bonna mu Kristo Yesu abali mu Filipi, wamu n'abalabirizi n'abaweereza.
Paul and Timothy, the servants of Jesus Christ, to all the holy ones in Jesus Christ who are at Philippi with the bishops and deacons. Verses
2.
Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes. When you read the Philippians chapter 1, from verse
1,
we meant to have deacons and the bishops. Department when it's independent. And that's why you see Apostle Paul. He wrote of it most in the 1 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. And he say like this.
1
Timothy chapter 3 from verse
1.
This is a true saying. If a man desires the office of a bishop, he desires a good work. Verse
2. Abirenga musajja wa mukazi omu atatamira mwegendereza mukwata mpula ayaniriza abagenyi ayigiriza.
A bishop then must be blameless, the husband of one wife, vigilant, sober, of good behavior, given to hospitality and apt to teach.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Yes. Read 1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 1 and 2.
Bishop.
That the office of the bishop. You desire a good thing. Even qualities marked, we shall speak more of them. There ahead, we are still just moving on past through these departments.
But
what you have not, of course, the bishop, you are in the office. It means you've come from office of God to enter the office of bishop and the deacon. According to 1 Timothy chapter 3, verses 8 and 9, he speaks saying like this.
1
Timothy chapter 3 verses 8. Bwe batyo
n'abaweereza kibagwanira okubeeranga abalimu ekitiibwa, si bannimi birye, abatanywa mwenge, si beegombi ba bintu.
Likewise, must deacons be grave, not double-tongued, not given to wine, not greedy of dishonest gain. Verse
9.
Holding the mystery of the faith in a pure conscience.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Yes. We say that it is it's of faith.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus much.
Nahinga department yenu eyokubiri.
This second department.
Ya government ya katonde yo muguru ku nsi.
God is heavenly government on the earth.
Department yaba deacon ne ba bishops.
The department of the deacons and the bishops.
Era na yeri mu division. Yeri mu division bit.
It has two divisions.
Division yaba deacon.
The division of the deacons. The division of the deacons, who are known as the seers, the ushers, the intercessors, the prayer partners, those responsible to
keep
order and decency in the church.
Division eyaba deacon,
the division of the deacons, who are known as the seers. What we shall get explained overhead. Who are the seers? Who are known as the ushers? Programmers who prepare the ministrations. The intercessors.
We're
known as the prayer partners. To prove that they keep order. Decency and order in the church. Yes.
Yes, you have been.
Praise Jesus much.
Iranga.
And their spiritual gifts. Them too, they come from the office of God. Bible explains of it most in the First Corinthians. Chapter 14, verse 32-33. Even 40. That what we see of order in the church.
Division eyaba deacon.
It is division of the deacons.
Mu department yokubiri.
In the second department.
Ya government ya katonda yomuguru kunsi.
Of God is heavenly government on the earth.
Yevunanyizibwa okulabanga order yo. Ebeerawo.
It's one responsible to see that order is in place.
Katusome tuwulire.
Let's read we hear.
Abakolinsi ekisooka esula y'ekkumi n'ennya. N'olunyiriri olwasatu omwebbiri.
1 Corinthians chapter 14 verse 32. And the spirits of the prophets are subject to the prophets.
Asatu musatu.
Verse 33.
Kubanga katonda siwa kuyogana. Na yewa oda ngamu kanisa zoneza abatukufu.
For God is not the author of confusion, but of order, as in all churches of the Holy One. Now the spirits of the prophets, they are controlled by the prophets. And because the deacons, the seers, the ushers, the intercessors, the prayer partners, they are responsible to see that the confusion never appears in all churches of God. But when there is order, you can't tell them I am too much in the spirit, leave me, shout 10 hallelujah in the midst of studying. They have to show you where you're going to sit. It's time for what? You have to clothe how? As a child who fears God. Not that you say, I am so much in the spirit.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus much. Yes. That is what they call the worldwide call. That God has come promise all nations. And he calls, they work with him in the final work on this planet
Earth.
And that work is the revival and the restoration of all things. The greatest and the last on this planet Earth. Through restoring the everlasting gospel of salvation. It's the gospel of the kingdom of God and righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. Now this is the government through which we are going to do all those work.
Government ya Katonda y'omuguru kunsi.
God is heavenly government on the earth.
Ne government ya eyo
masekati. And it's central government.
Government ya Katonda mu government z'okunsi.
God is government the governments of the earth.
Natuche agena maso kulaga.
And we still move on to show you
department omunana.
The 8 departments.
Ezili mu government ya Katonda y'omuguru kunsi.
Those in the heavenly government of God on the earth.
Tucha amalirize ne y'okubiri.
We still finishing the second
department.
The department of the deacons and the bishops. And we still explained to you
department
this department of the deacons who are known as the seers, the ushers, the intercessors, the prayer partners. To take away confusion from the church of God. To prove that there is order. For our God is not of confusion. But is of order in all his churches. As you have heard. In 1 Corinthians chapter 14. Verse 32 to 33. You don't just arrive and you claim you're too much in spirit. And you do things which bring confusion.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. For at the end all things. They need to be appearing decent and yet they are in order. All the
services,
everything of the service of God.
Fulfill
well 1 Corinthians chapter 14 verse 40.
Abakolise chisoka esule ye 14 n'olunyiriri olwa 40.
1 Corinthians chapter 14 verse 40.
Na yebyo na bikolewenga ngabwe kisanira era mu order.
Let all things be done decently and in order.
He byona
all
services za Katonda zona programs za Katonda zona.
All services and programs of God. In his holy church on the earth, the body of Christ, all holy ones of God, wherever they are, they must have deacons who are known as seers, the ushers,
abegayirizi,
the intercessors, the prayer partners. We shall get explained most of it ahead. But all these, deacons, they come from the office of God. In the first division, in the first department, of God's heavenly government on the earth. Yes. According to those in the first Timothy of the chapter 3, 12-13.
Timoseo ekisoka esule yokusatu n'olunyiriri olw'12.
1 Timothy chapter 3 from verse 12.
Abaweereza babeerenga basajja ba mukazi omu nga bafuga abaana baabwe obulungi n'ennyumba zaabwe bo.
Let the deacons be the husbands of one wife, ruling their children and their own houses well.
Olinyo olw'13.
Verse 14.
Kubanga abamala okuweereza obulungi beefunira obukulu obulungi n'obugumu bungi mu kukkiriza okuli mu Kristo Yesu.
For they that have used the office of a deacon well gain for themselves a good standing and great boldness in the faith which is in the Christ Jesus. Yes. They come from the first department.
Division yesoka.
In the first division.
Ya office ya Katonda.
Of the office of God.
Nebaja.
And they come in the second department, in the first division of the deacons. And they are prepared very well.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus much. As it's moved like 3.5 years, they are moving to 4 years in you being prepared. And you've not known yet where we are going. Yet me, I see where we are heading to in the heavenly government of God on the earth. And its central government. God's government, the governments of the earth.
Wow.
Yes.
Jacob
has understood this now.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. These deacons who are known as the seers. In the ashes, the intercessors, and the prayer partners.
Department, office,
their office bases in heaven, passing through the Holy Spirit. And is the deacon of heavens and earth. He is the deacon,
chief,
the chief deacon.
Archdeacon,
the archdeacon, the chief of heavens and earth. You want to bring confusion? See, even when the earth was null and empty and void,
he
hovered in the depth of the waters and put it in order. Now he has a base in heaven. According to those in the first John chapter 5, verses 7 and
8.
And he also has to put a base on this earth of the deacons to lead them. Let us read, we hear.
First
John chapter 5 verse 7.
Kubanga waliwo abajulira basatu mugulu. Kitaffe, omwana n'omwoyo mutukuvu. Era nga basatu abo bakkanya mu omu.
For there are three that bear witness in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit. And these three agree.
Olunyolo 8.
Verse 8.
Kubanga era waliwo abajulira basatu ku nsi. Omwoyo, n'amazzi, n'omusaayi. Era basatu abo bakkanya mu omu.
And there are three that bear witness in earth, the Spirit, and the water, and the blood, and these three agree in one. Yes.
Omwoyo mutukuvu,
the Holy Spirit.
Office y'obudinkoni ajina muguru, era muguru waliyo order.
The office of the deacon, he has it in heaven, and in heaven there is order. There is no confusion.
Those
who are doing confusion, they chase them from their Satan and his fallen angels.
tukane kunsi.
Yet even on earth,
alinako department ye wakati mu kanisa.
He has that department in the midst of the church.
Yaba deacon.
Of the deacons.
Abarabi.
The seers.
Ba asha.
The ushers.
Abiga irisi.
The intercessors.
Ba prayer partners.
The prayer partners.
Ani amushingo kuba murabi.
Who is a seer more than him?
For
it touches even the deep unknown things of God, he tells them to us. He's a chief seer, a great one. In the First Corinthians chapter 2, verses 9 to 10, up to verse 11, they speak this to him in his role as a seer.
Abakolise kisoka esule iyo kubiri n'olunyiriri olw'omwenda.
First Corinthians chapter 2 verses 9.
Naye nga bwe kyawandiikibwa nti eriiso bwe litalabangako n'okutubya kutawuliranga n'ebitayingiranga mutima gwa muntu byonna Katonda bye yategekera abamwagala.
But as it is written, eye has not seen, no ear has heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. Verses 10.
Na yefe kashonde yatubibikulira kubomoyo kubanga omoyo anonya byonna era nebyo buziba ebyakatonda.
But God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searches all the things, yea, the deep things of God. Verse 11.
Kubanga muntu ki ategeera ebyo muntu wabula omoyo gwo muntu oguli mu ye era bwe kityo nebya Katonda siwali abitegeera wabula omoyo gwa Katonda.
For what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knows no man but the spirit of God. Straight.
Ani amushingo okuba omulabi?
Who is a seer more than him?
Manya abalabi twali tukomye bawulirako mu ndagaano
enkadde. You know we last heard of seers in the Old Testament. And we did know that they are the deacons in the New Testament.
And
they are the ushers who put preparations and order in the ministry. Who show us how we have to sit and clothe and everything. As those who fear God appear. Yet the chief in all,
it's
the Holy Spirit in the role of the ashes. When the
earth
was empty
and void,
in preparation he hovered on the depth of the waters. He was sent, they got created.
Even
in renewing, is the one who has come back to put them in order. Genesis chapter 1 verses 1 up to 3. Genesis chapter 1 from verse 1. In the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. Verse
2. And
the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Verse 3. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And verse
4.
And God saw light that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. Now, if you want the chief usher, look at the Holy Spirit. Set things which are in confusion and set them in order.
Began
in the creation of heavens and earth, and in the chief usher. In the Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 and 4, the earth was void and empty.
He said,
these I can set them in order and over the depth of the water. And the Father told him, now put light in place and we see. And he put it there.
He
told him, separate light in darkness. We don't want confusion.
That's why
Psalms 104 verse 30. He sent his spirit, they were created.
And
he renews the face of the earth. Even though they have gotten confusion, he's the one who comes back.
He is
the chief deacon, the chief seer, the chief usher.
Yes, praise
Jesus much.
And
then it destroys every confusion.
That's why he said
in 1 Corinthians chapter
3,
verse 17 downwards.
He said,
our Lord is the Spirit.
And where the Spirit
of the Lord is, there is
liberty. He
first takes away things which can take away liberty.
And
takes away confusion.
And
he's called, Lord, sustain me with the spirit of liberty. Restore me joy of your salvation. And sustain me with the spirit of liberty.
He's
the one in the Psalms 51 verse 12. Yet is a chief intercessor. A chief prayer partner. Who intercedes more as for the holy ones as God wills.
When you read Romans
8:26-27, it says what?
Romans chapter 8,
verse
26.
Likewise, the Spirit also helps our weakness. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit Himself makes intercessions for us with groanings which cannot be uttered.
Verse 27.
And he that searches the hearts knows what is the mind of the spirits, because he makes intercessions for the holy ones according to the will of God.
Now,
the Holy Spirit is the chief deacon of heavens and earth. For he must appear a seer to see what God wants and those in the hearts of people. He must be a good usher to set them in a good order.
He
must be a good intercessor.
He appears
a good prayer partner unto many. All these are what you've been being prepared for 3.5 years.
And
this is where we are heading to, and they have begun.
Government yomu guru kunsi.
God is heavenly government on earth.
These are
its departments.
Department.
Now this second department
of
the deacons and the bishops.
We've
showed you it has two divisions.
Division.
Now that division of the deacons,
Abarabi,
the seers,
Asa,
the ushers,
Abigailis,
the intercessors,
Apuriyapatana,
the prayer partners,
Mukukuma,
in take away confusion from the church
order,
and keeping order. They are led by the Holy Spirit, the chief deacon of heavens and earth. Now the second division of the second department
of
God's heavenly government on the earth,
division
is the division of the bishops. Yes. Who are responsible on all services of God in the earth. Those known as church programs. They are responsible
on
all services of God in the earth, which is known as church programs. To prove that church grows spiritually and physically. It's you meant to know that now. Let's preach of heaven. Let's preach of hell. Let's preach of finances. You must have watched
programs
and you know all programs. All services God wants to give the people. Which can help them and they grow spiritually, reaching the measure of Christ. In the physical, and they have things they need enough.
Yes,
they lack and they steal and they cause a scorn unto God's name. Now, Pastor Benjamin, you've been doing the work, you didn't know where it goes to. Now look to Pastor Gilton.
All
they have been given to look into the office of the bishop.
I
don't know whether they thought of programs they can give us and the services of God, how they are. You must be good at preparing. You seek for different services. There are those who we start with in the Hebrews 6. They indicated the main headings there. Repentance from dead works. Baptism. Laying on our hands. Judgment.
Services.
And the services which are following there. But they are many.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. According to his book of Ezra, chapter 6, verse
18,
we heard of these divisions. Let us read we hear.
Ezra, esuli yomukaga, noru nyiriri ole kumi na munana.
Ezra, chapter 6, verses 18.
Ezra sura yomukaga nolu nyiriri ole 18.
Ezra chapter 6 verse 18.
Ne bateeka bakabona ngabwe balagi ngabwe webagerekwa n'abalevi mu mpalo zaabwe olw'okuweereza Katonda ali e Yerusalemu ngabwe kyawandiikibwa mu kitabo kya Musa.
And they set the priests in their divisions and the Levites in their divisions for the service of God which is at Jerusalem, as it is written in the book of Moses. Yes, they are responsible over services of God. You have to know that when we come here to get the gospel, or we first have the word of wisdom, and we go in the worship and praise, and we go for lunch, the word of the lunch, or we go back to the praise, or we go in to be prayed for.
What are you counseling?
Is there counseling? Or there is a gospel in the evening going to be preached to us that we prosper? For you are responsible at the growth of the church spiritually and physically. All services, you must be knowing them. The good thing, you are going to be having a central government. God is government in the government of the world, which is responsible in the growth of the church physically. You prepare for them programs, those of that government.
And
even the heavenly government of God on the earth, you prepared program for
government
it. For God is heavenly government
on earth.
It's responsible to see we grow spiritually.
Central government.
And the central government
is
responsible to see how we grow physically. How we progress and grow.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But those we first shown in the book of Moses, and we see different services. When we shall reach detail, we shall see them. But we see the Numbers, the chapter 16 and verse 9. It speaks like this. Numbers chapter 16 verses 9.
Chari chitono jemuli katonda wa Isirayiri okubawula mu kibiina kya Isirayiri okubasembeza gyali, okukolanga okuweereza okw'omu nnyumba ya Mukama, n'okuyimiriranga mu maaso g'ekibiina okubaweereza.
Seems it but a small thing unto you that the God of Israel has separated you from the congregation of Israel to bring you near to himself to do the service of the tabernacle of the Lord and to stand before the congregation to minister unto them.
Yes. You've
drawn so much close, you must be close to God.
That
he can update you services you have to give the people.
Preachers
can be there, but you're responsible of programs of the church. Now we go to the word. We go in worship and praise. We have the band. We have voicings. But you must be that what you give people, it's what God wants. Yes.
You
must be in the First Corinthians chapter 14. And you have not the word of wisdom, revelation. When we gather, you first read for me, we see. First Corinthians chapter 14, verse 26.
Kale kiri kitya abooluganda. Bwe mukungana, buli muntu alina oluyimba, alina okuyigiriza, alina ekimubikuliddwa, alina olulimi, alina okutegeeza.
How is it then, brethren, when you come together, every one of you has a psalm, has a doctrine, has a tongue, has a revelation, has an interpretation. Let all things be done unto edifying. Yes.
When
come together, you must appear you as a bishop. You know anyone with the revelation, anyone with the hymn, anyone with the interpretation. You must know all programs. What caused the problem? All things appeared in disorder in the church of God all over the world.
That
people were first revealed to the services of God. They are the Israelites. But they did not indicate and explain them. According to what is in Romans, chapter
9,
verse
4
and 5, he speaks saying like this. Romans chapter 9 from verse 4.
Beba Isirayiri, abawebwa okufuuka abaana, n'ekitiibwa, n'endagaano, n'okuteekerwa amateeka, n'okuweerezanga Katonda, n'ebyasuubizibwa.
Who are the Israelites to whom pertains the adoption and the glory and the covenant and the giving of the law and the service of God and the promises? Verse 5.
Abalina bajjajjaabo era omwava Kristo mubiri afuga byonna Katonda atenderezebwa emirembe gyonna. Amina.
Who are the fathers and of whom as concerning the flesh Christ came, who is over all, God blessed forever. Amen.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. The Israelites are one we had all the services, the old covenant they
are
indicated. All which can restore and progress church, physical and spiritual. But they had to reach the Christ, for it's them who are descended out of Christ. That when we would have reached the beginning of AD, they would
have
listed bishops, trained them in all services of God, which can appear and they grow as physical and the spiritual to the measure of Christ.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And they say we grow spiritually and physically. For the Apostle John, he wrote in the third John,
verses
1-2, as it says like this. Third John from verse 1.
Nze omukadde mpandikira Gayo omwagalwa gwenjagala mu mazima.
The elder unto the well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth.
Olinyo lw'okubiri.
Verse 2.
Omwagalwa, nsaba obeerenga bulungi mu bigambo byonna, era obeerenga n'obulamu mu mwoyo gwo. Nti obeerenga n'obulamu mu mwoyo gwo.
Beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Yes. That you prosper physically and the spirit too is progressing, prospering.
Now
that moves in the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness.
For
he tells us Matthew 6 verse 33. You first seek the kingdom of God and righteousness, and the rest will be added to you. The kingdom of God and righteousness, it grows us spiritually. Things added us, they are given us that we progress physically. But those programs, the second department of God's heavenly government on the earth,
division,
the second division of the bishops, it's what is responsible of that. Praise Jesus much. And these ones, they are what are responsible over all counseling and healings. Called counseling and prayer. For they must be good stewards of the secrets of God and the secrets of the children of God. Lest someone tells you their problem and you move on to speak it to every person. In Titus chapter 1 verse 7 to 8, they are spoken of like this. Titus chapter
1
from verses 3.
Naye muntu okoze yalabisa ekigambo kye mu kubuulira kwe nateresebwa. Nze ng'ekiragiro kya Katonda omulokozi waffe bwe kiri.
Titus chapter 1 verse 7. Titus chapter 1 verse 7.
Kubanga omulabirizi kimugwanira obutabangako musango. Ng'omuwanika wa Katonda, si mukakanyavu, si wa busungu, si ayombera ku mwenge, si akuba.
For a bishop must be blameless as the steward of God, not self-willed, not soon angry, not given to wine, not violent, not given to dishonest gain. Verse
8.
But a lover of hospitality, a lover of good, sensible, just, holy, temperate. Yes. The bishop is expected not to have any blame on him. Not when you're going to do a counseling when they have a blame upon you. Must be a steward of the secrets of God, of the gospel of the kingdom of God and righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. After you can be a steward over
and prayer,
secrets of people in counseling and prayer. You must not be seeking your own gains. To be able mind of the things of others. For you say, and you don't think of your own things alone, but of the others. For in counseling, you are there waiting for others to mind of their own issues. You hearken to them and you pray for them. You must not be soon to anger. Those you welcome are those who can try to stir you to anger in counseling. You must not be given to wine. For whom will you counsel when you are not sober? You must not be violent. And you keep sorting. You're not given to dishonest gains.
For people,
can't we pray for some have no money near an offering? Praise Jesus. Yet you have to be ready to welcome them. Yes. And you're hospitable. For people keep coming. Now one may have angered you and another will have to come still. And you have to show them another face. A face which is happy. If the first person told you this,
sadness,
the next you may not know they are going to tell you what caused happiness your way. And you remain with a sad face. What appears on the bishop, it speaks also. You must love good things. And you wish them to others.
Sensible
and your brains work function very properly.
For some
time people come speak things not connecting and you have to connect them. He asks a wrong question and you correct it, and after you answer it,
just injustice.
You must be just. Many others spoken of. Those we shall study in details.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But what we have to know,
Bishop Omukuru,
that the chief bishop, he reigns over the heavens and the earth. It is our Lord Jesus Christ. All us is the one who takes leads up the
program.
All the services of God.
One
who leads us in the counseling and prayer.
Bishop,
the bishop of our spirit, of our souls, even our bodies. In the Matthew chapter 28, verses 18, that's why he has authority in heavens and earth. And it's spoken of him like this. Matthew chapter 28, from verse 18. And Jesus came, spoke unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and earth. Now it is this, that this chief bishop, our spirits, our souls, and our bodies, now he sits in heaven. But this, his base is on this earth. And those in the office of bishop, they must know they are led by our Lord Jesus Christ. And all programs is the one who leads them in counseling people. The one who leads them, and if you see that in there, you know that.
In 1 Peter 2:25,
he's spoken of like this.
1 Peter 2:25.
For you were as sheep going astray, but are now returned unto the shepherd and the bishop of your souls. Yes. He is the chief bishop. And I hear out in the religions, and they have a lot of stubbornness there. They have archbishops in there. They have the chief seer. The chief seer is the Christ. What is that you are doing? You want to take away the seership of the heavens and the earth?
Bishopship
of the heavens and the earth?
Yes, we
praise
mean.
Jesus much. For you cannot handle this. When we enter in counseling prayer, he too enters to the Father. According to Romans chapter 8, verse 34.
Abalumi esule yomunana nolu nyiriri olwasa tumwenya.
Romans chapter 8, verse 34.
Ani alibasalire omusango. Kristo Yesu yafa, oba okusinga eyazuukira. Aliko mukono ogwa ddyo gwa Katonda era tuwolereza.
Who is he that condemns? It is Christ that died, he rather that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. Yes,
igihalinga mulabirizi mukuru counseling ya muberamu.
Is the chief bishop is within a counseling. He is there to intercede for us. Now you can't be within it and is not involved and you think it will fulfill the motives of a bishop. Remember, he is the one who reconciles us with God.
And
we remember God was in the Christ reconciling us with the world in the counseling. More of that we shall get explained in the details. We thank God. We've been able to study the two departments. God is heavenly government on the earth. Because they have been having divisions within them. We shall come finish the remaining six in the next part. May God bless you. Thank you for coming. You wait. On the other side we studied the ways of God. He passed through to do his great works.
Ministry ethics.
Study them under the destiny of Prophet Naomi and Ruth.
Because
we prepare the path of the Lord Jesus Christ. We too in God is final back on the planet earth.
We
prepared the whole world for the coming back of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the end of the earth.
Yes,
that's why we study under those two prophets. May God bless you. Thank you for listening, putting in action, even spreading them far. May God bless you.